It's true. The higher your blood glucose, the faster you age, the more disease is likely in your future. I'm going to outline 10 things that are secretly destroying your blood sugar levels and aging you faster. Let's do this.
We have access to ancient healing strategies such as ketosis, fasting, and carnivore. And on the KetoCamp podcast, we are determined to deliver the science to you. We bring in the thought leaders in this space to have extraordinary conversations so you could apply it and change your life. Your body was built to thrive. Your body is capable of healing as long as you identify the interference and remove it. I believe you are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. My name is Ben Ezzati. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Hey, Keto Camper, Ben Ezzati here, best-selling author of 4 books, the founder of Keto Camp. Here at Keto Camp, we're on a mission to educate and to inspire 1 billion people. Now, the human body has a very tightly regulated control system for blood sugar. It really wants the optimal level of glucose in your bloodstream is 1 to 2 teaspoons at a time. Anything higher than that is going to be considered a toxic state, and the body has to deal with that. Now, in a short period of time, if the body has to deal with that in acute situations, it's fine. The body could deal with that. It calls insulin to take that excess glucose, deliver it to your cells, bring back the blood glucose to optimal levels. But these 10 things are causing chronic levels of high glucose, high insulin, which will lead to a shortened lifespan via insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, and even cancer and heart disease. So here are the 10 things you want to pay attention to. Work on these starting today. And by the way, number 10 on this list, the last item on this list is probably the most common one. This is everywhere. And if you just take one action today, let it be number 10 on this list. But let's start with number 1. Number 1 is going to be obvious, a sedentary lifestyle. What do I mean by that? Look, exercise is great. Burst training, high intensity exercise, building muscle, terrific. But what I believe is movement over exercise. When you're sitting down all day, it's been estimated that sitting is the new smoking. So get a stand-up desk, walk around, stretch, get 10,000 steps every single day. And if you could go for a walk after eating a meal, you could reduce your glucose by 10 to 20 or even higher percent after that meal. So make sure you're not sedentary, you're moving, and of course, exercise is going to be important. Number 2 is under eating healthy fats. When we think about the 3 macronutrients out there, fat, protein, carbohydrates, carbohydrates will give you the highest glucose spike out of all 3 macronutrients. Of course, not all carbs are created equal. Some will create higher spikes versus others. But when we look at protein, not much of a glucose spike, some. And then fat doesn't even touch the dial on your glucose response and insulin response. Therefore, eat more healthy fat. Eat more eggs, avocados, grass-fed beef, coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil. These are healthy, stable fats that could actually act as a buffer with your meals to regulate glucose. The next item is poor sleep. Sleep is fundamental. Sleep is foundational. If you don't have your sleep down pat, it doesn't matter if you're doing keto or paleo or carnivore or whatever you're doing, it's going to be difficult to get your results. You're going to have elevated glucose levels that following day. There are several studies on PubMed that show one night of poor sleep, categorized as less than 7 hours of sleep, will raise higher levels of cortisol the next day, which is your stress hormone. But guess what follows cortisol? Glucose. What follows glucose? Insulin. And what will drop? Ketones. You also have higher levels of ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and lower levels of leptin. Not good. So make sure you're getting at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I'll drop some videos in the notes below on some videos I have taught on better sleep. The next item is going to be stress. Look, stress, mental, emotional, physical, chemical stress, there's different areas of stress. And let's face it, we live in a stressful world right now, but we need to master that stress because stress is one of the quickest ways to not only wipe out your immune system, but increase cortisol. And then I mentioned it earlier, glucose will follow that cortisol. Just the thought, a negative thought, what I call a stinking thinking thought, can actually create this process. Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's a world-renowned cell biologist, I had him on the KetoCamp podcast recently, he has proven that thoughts are a frequency, a sound wave that penetrate your cells and tell your DNA to produce a specific protein. If it's a negative thought, a fearful thought, a stressful thought, that protein can lead to an inflammatory response. But if it's a loving thought, an abundant thought, that will lead to a better response from your body and from your cells. So I would say, if your thinking is thinking, your dreams are shrinking. Start with self-love, start with gratitude, fill your cup up, and send love to the world. Master stress and you'll master your glucose levels. The fifth tip is going to be snacking and grazing. Look, even if it's the healthiest snack in the world, it will create a glucose and insulin response, and that is a meal to the body. The average American, get this, is consuming, eating 17 to 23 times per day. How is that even possible, Ben? Well, think about the handful of almonds they're grabbing for, the 4-hour energy, the kombucha, the protein bar. They are snacking, they are grazing, and that is creating a glucose and insulin response, and it's a fast way to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. So eliminate the snacks, start with your three meals, eat more fat, and it's gonna help hold you over so you don't have to snack in between those meals. Number six are what's called naked carbs. These are fruit juices. Yeah, I know, that orange juice, those fruit juices, your smoothies, that's going to actually spike glucose very, very high. It strips away the fiber, it strips away some of the natural occurring ingredients in those juices and those fruits, and you just get a hit of pretty much sugar water into the bloodstream. So I'm not a big fan of fruit juices, I'm not a big fan of smoothies, unless it's green smoothies and done the right way. So get rid of the naked carbs. If you're gonna have the fruit, eat the whole fruit. It's much, much better for you. The next tip, this is kind of obvious, but soda, sweetened drinks, and juices. Now, when I say sweetened drinks, I also mean artificial sweeteners. So it's kind of obvious we want to avoid the juices I mentioned at the sodas, but Diet Cokes and sodas that actually have aspartame and sucralose can create a glucose and insulin response. So be aware of those. Better alternatives are going to be real stevia, monk fruit, erythritol. The eighth tip is going to be flour. Wheat flour, white flour. These are highly processed and it'll just create a high response of glucose in the bloodstream because they're heavily processed. There's nothing really to slow it down, and you'll see a big spike and you'll experience a big energy crash with flour. So stay away from the flours, look at the ingredients and make sure you're actually eating whole foods and not the processed flours. I got two more tips for you. Remember, the last one is the most important one. Before I get to those, please, if you're getting any value from this video, smash the thumbs up button down below. Subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed yet, and hit the bell if you haven't done so already so you're notified when we have a new upload or when we go live on this channel. Number nine is going to be healthy carbohydrates that are actually not healthy. For example, whole grains and whole wheat. I already mentioned wheat flour, but let's talk about whole grain bread, wheat bread. A lot of people think that's healthy, even oatmeal. That's gonna actually really spike your glucose levels. You could always test, use a continuous glucose monitor or use a finger prick. But for example, there was a great book out there from Dr. William Davis called Wheat Belly. And in his book, he showed a study. Two slices of whole grain, heart healthy wheat bread will spike your glucose as much as a 12 ounce can of soda or a Snickers bar. So stay away from these fake healthy carbohydrates and eat more fat and protein. Final tip, this is the most important one, and it is industrial seed oils. These are the most toxic food items in our environment. They are worse than sugar. Why do I say that? Because at least your body could burn down excess sugar from exercise and movement. You can't burn these off. They create cell death. Think of them as liquid poison. It's been estimated that they will increase your likelihood of disease by over 80%. Some experts think it's a little bit higher. And the reason they're an issue is because they have a lot of these double bonds that are closely located to each other that attracts a lot of oxygen, which is highly inflammatory. And these are highly unstable fats. And the processing of these fats are terrible. It makes them even more unstable, more oxidized. And then when you heat them up, it turns it even more into a rancid source of energy. These are vegetable oils. I'm gonna give you an entire list here. This list, write it down. Do an audit in the foods you're eating right now, the foods you're giving to your children. Make sure you're not getting them in your restaurant, at your supermarket. You want to avoid these as much as possible. They could lead to inflammation in your body and high glucose levels for weeks, 2 months. It's going to be canola oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, grapeseed oil, and rice bran oil. Those are what Dr. Kate Shanahan calls the hateful eight. Avoid those and eat the stable fats I mentioned earlier, avocado oil, olive oil, coconut oil, grass-fed butter, grass-fed ghee, and even duck fat and lard. There you have it. Those are 10 things destroying your glucose levels and aging you faster.
This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazade, disclaims responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.